And I'd like to welcome Diana Delling. She's with the Lenzig Center for Performing Arts and is with us here very many Fridays. Speaking of the arts, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So, cold, cold, sunny winter morning.
Beautiful weather for all the holiday things that are starting to happen in December in Santa Fe.
What are some of those?
Well, actually, the one I want to lead off on is not a holiday event, so, but it is tonight at the Lenzig, and I think that's worth talking about first. Tonight at the Lenzig, there will be a performance art by three Native American performance artists. This is called Acting Out, performances by James Luna, Guillermo Gomez Pena, and Rebecca Belmore. These are cutting-edge Native American performance artists who are really, you know, they performed in New York, they performed all over the country, and they're coming to the Lenzig thanks to the IAIA Museum of Contemporary Native Arts, as well as the New Mexico Museum of Arts and the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture, and the Lenzig. So please come see these guys. They will be joined. They'll be doing performance art, and then we'll be part of a panel discussion afterwards led by the writer and activist Lucy Lepard.
Excellent.
It starts at what time?
What time?
I believe it starts at 6. It's a little earlier than usual, but tickets are still available at ticketsantafe.org.
Here is an early Christmas music concert, and that is today from 5:30 to 6 at the First Presbyterian Church, Harps and Bells. It is the harp ensemble of Santa Fe, and that's over at 208 Grant Avenue.
Beautiful. Another event at the Lenzig is tomorrow night. Somos un Pueblo Unido presents a reading and conversation with poet laureate Juan Felipe Herrera. He will be reading tomorrow as part of Somos un Pueblo Unido's 20th anniversary celebration. It is the first time the U.S. poet laureate will be here in New Mexico. He will be doing a reading and speaking, and he's also a performance artist and activist on behalf of immigrant and indigenous communities and at-risk youth. That's tomorrow night at the Lenzig, and it starts at 6. Again, tickets are available at ticketsantafe.org in the Lenzig box office.
And don't forget that 6 o'clock is earlier than usual, so...
It is.
Yeah.
Go to dinner afterwards.
Yeah. And there's also an event tonight at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. Also Somos un Pueblo Unido and also Juan Felipe Herrera. It is a, ladies and gentlemen, party. It's a party.
A party. Why do I have a feeling you might be going? Are you going?
Because I love to eat. That's also at 6 o'clock tonight, and it's a gala. There will be some readings and, I think, awards and fun stuff and really good food by Mariscos La Playa. And I was looking at the price of admission, and, I mean, just the food alone is worth it. So. Santa Fe Community Convention. Oh, there'll be mariachis there, too.
Nice. And that, again, would be part of their 20th anniversary celebration, I assume.
Yep.
I assume.
Yes, it is.
I will get to the holiday stuff that I mentioned earlier. This weekend, there are several holiday art fairs where you can go buy homemade gifts.
Yeah.
Which in Santa Fe, homemade gifts is an understatement. We have some pretty great fine artists and fine craftspeople who sell at these art fairs. One of them is at the Santa Fe Community College 26th Annual Holiday Arts and Crafts Fair. That'll be at the college Saturday from 9 to 4. And there are goods by not only students but also local artists. There will be a Native American Student Services Arts and Crafts Holiday Fair Saturday at the Gonzales Elementary School. And that is all day Saturday, December 5th, tomorrow from 9 to 4. And there will be a holiday bazaar at the Zia United Methodist Church, which is the one on Governor Miles Road.
And from tomorrow through the 13th of December, from 10 to 5 at the Hotel St. Francis, the Metamorphosis Documentation Project is having did you say this already?
No, but it's just interesting. I'm curious to know what it is.
They're having arts and crafts from Mexico and Latin America. From Oaxaca, embroidered blouses and linen shirts, shawls, scarves, straw hats, baskets, breeze wax candles, a lot more things. Also things from Michoacan, from Bolivia, textiles. And it's great because they do this work documenting the lives and cultures and traditions of the people whom they visit. And they do this over the course of years. And they give them very good prices on their crafts. And then they just bring this stuff up in like a trailer and pass the savings on to us, and it's great holiday gifts. So,
and tomorrow, it's how long? Sorry, I might want to go.
Yeah, the 5th, which is Saturday, through the 13th of December, which is the following Sunday. So
nice and long.
Yeah,
so
lots of days. 10 to 5 Hotel St. Francis every day.
Sunday, there's a Hanukkah celebration on the plaza. So Hanukkah must start Sunday night, I suppose, or mm-hmm. Monday. There will be the annual Hanukkah on the Santa Fe Plaza celebration featuring the lighting of the giant menorah with Mayor Gonzalez, the start of the new Hochberg Torah, and live music by Romilia Klezmer. There will also be hot latkes and donuts, and they will be lighting the candles of every night of Hanukkah on the plaza at 5.
Donuts,
I'm there. Latkes, too.
Yeah. Okay, we've got a couple of animal things here. I'll have to look for the cat of the week because I'm not seeing it, but we do have something up in Taos. It's the fundraiser for the Taos Stray Hearts Animal Shelter and the Taos Coalition to End Homelessness. That's at the Taos Country Club on Sunday, the 6th of December from 4 to 7. It's a joyful celebration with live and silent gourd auction showcasing 60 talented artists from this area, from northern New Mexico. And you can get your tickets at the door at Taos Country Club 4 to 7 on Sunday evening. For more information, you can call 575-741-5149. And then here's another animal thing, which is Marty's Meals is having an event tomorrow at 11 o'clock. It's called From Fearful to Cheerful and All Shades in Between. And it's about living with a fearful or anxious dog and what to do about that.
I have one of those, actually.
Well, then go tomorrow.
I couldn't become cheerful.
To Marty's Meals. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why dogs, especially these dogs that we adopt from the shelters, are the way they are. And she's going to talk about the causes of fear and anxiety and techniques to help your dog become more confident.
I was thinking of a pet psychic, but I might try this first.
Yeah. And Marty's Meals is on Cordova Road. Well, it's actually on right off of Cordova Road.
And that's the place where they make the dog food
yes.
themselves? Nice.
Yeah. Very, very high quality dog food. And cat food now. They started in cat food, too.
And if you don't have a need to go to that class, you might want to check out the PetSmart Adoption event so that you do. There's a PetSmart Adoption event with featuring animals from the Santa Fe Humane Society this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And there's another one at Tekatu next weekend. So you don't even, if you're in town, you don't have to go out to the shelter. They'll bring the pets to you.
Excellent. And I'm not finding my cat of the week, but it's probably because they sent it and I'm just not finding it. But anyway, there is always a place to go if you want to adopt a cat or a dog. Felines and Friends is at F&FNM.
Felines and Friends.
Felines
F&F.
And Friends.
Got it.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, the Española Humane Society. There's all sorts of other small dog adoption. And it's not a bad time to adopt an animal.
It's always a good time, but especially around the holidays,
yeah.
I would say.
You know.
Why not?
The only thing that they say, and they always say this, and I think it's true, is don't just, like, spring an animal on your family. You may want to discuss it with them.
Even
Although
the kids.
I sprung my puppy on everybody.
Even the other puppies.
Even the other
puppies. You should have discussed it, but I think they welcomed your new pup.
It did go well. It was one of those things, and this does happen. If you go to the animal shelter and you go to the puppy section, there's a very good chance you will fall in love.
No kidding. Me too. There is an, I don't even know what to call this, an eclectic roots music rock concert at the Lensic on Sunday with David Bromberg and David Lindley, the two Davids. These guys are billed as two of the most remarkable, unique, and eclectic musicians of their time coming together for one incredible evening on the Lensic stage. They play stringed instruments, guitars, Hawaiian lap steel guitar, I don't know what regular guitars are called, but guitars. And Turkish saz and chumbas, Middle Eastern oud, and Irish bouzouki. I did not know the bouzouki was Irish, but these guys play Irish bouzoukis.
And, it doesn't sound Irish.
I thought it was Middle Eastern, or Greek, actually. I thought it was Greek. But anyway, this is I don't know much about these guys, but I've been getting a lot of friends calling about it, so I think it's a cool, good concert, and Sunday at the Lensic, 7:30. They're very well known, just not by me.
Are there Armenian bagpipes?
If you bring yours, I bet they can play them, because they are multi-instrumentalists. And I'm sure you have them, right? Armenian bagpipes.
Here's another event coming up. A Carol of Christmas, new musical holiday tradition on today, Friday, at 7 o'clock, and tomorrow at 2 and 7 o'clock at Warehouse 21, and also Sunday at 2 in the afternoon. And it's Juliana Jones and Roy Rogosin.
Roy Rogosin. He did some stuff at the Lensic before.
Okay. Anyway, so they're having a Christmas thing at Warehouse 21 this weekend.
On Tuesday at the Lensic, the Milk Carton Kids will be here in town. These are Grammy-nominated harmony duo.
I like Graminated.
These are Graminated musicians, a refreshing alternative to the foot-stomping grandeur of the so-called folk revival. An understated virtuosity defines the Milk Carton Kids and their new album, which is called The Ash and Clay. They are, it's a kind of a hot concert, too. There are not a ton of tickets left, but there are still plenty of good seats. They also won the Duo Group of the Year Award at the Americana Music Awards in 2014. And the opening act is Julian Lage. This is Tuesday at the Lensic, starts at 8 with a later crowd in Santa Fe. And tickets are at the usual place, ticketsantafe.org.com or the Lensic box office.
There is an event called In the Circle of the Spirit, Navajo and Tibetan Ways to Wisdom. It's a multimedia talk by anthropologist and author Peter Gold on Sunday, the 6th of December, from 10:15 to 12:30. There's a sliding scale if you want to go, and they'll be talking about, Navajo and Tibetan wisdom, which should be very, very interesting, people who make those connections. I know a photographer, the wonderful Marcia Keegan, who has photographed a great deal in the, she's actually, I think, the only photographer who's photographed all the pueblos in New Mexico and has photographed a lot in Tibet and also kind of makes some cultural connections there. The Tubton Norbu Ling Buddhist Center is the location, and that's at 1807 2nd Street. And I think that's actually right across from Back Road Pizza.
Mm.
For more information, 660-7056.
That reminds me of something I'll just share with you. In 2016, the Lensic will be the new home for the Santa Fe Community the Santa Fe Institute Community Lecture Series.
Oh, wow.
And I know that you're a fan of those. And
yeah, we get a lot of those folks on the air.
That's what I thought. Well, they're coming to the Lensic next year, so we'll have them on our calendar, and everyone, we're really excited about that.
Boy, that's great news.
It is, and it's more space, too, for attendees at the talks, at the lectures.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes they're really packed.
I know. I hear they're... I haven't been to one in a while, but I'm really anxious to start going again.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of science, the Los Alamos National Laboratory Foundation still has some grant money left to give out before the end of the year. Grants of up to $1,500 are available to support public schools and nonprofits with programs that strengthen teaching and learning in K-12 education in Los Alamos, Mora, Rio Arriba, San Miguel, Sandoval, Santa Fe, and Taos counties. For more information, lanlfoundation.org/grants.
Here's one I'm excited about at the Lensic next week. It's on Thursday at 7. It's in one of our National Theater Live events where we broadcast plays captured live on the stage at London's National Theater. This week's play, or this one, is Jane Eyre. It's the Charlotte Bronte novel. It's a new take that's gotten a lot of attention. It's gotten great reviews, 5 stars from several papers in London. It's called an acclaimed reimagining of Bronte's masterpiece. And it focuses not just on Jane's romance with, Mr. Rochester, is that right? With her UFO or the guy in the story, but also on her entire life and her fight for freedom and fulfillment on her own terms. It's kind of a feminist take. And it is next Thursday, Lenzik, 7 p.m.
Excellent. There are a couple of, let me see if I got the dates right here. Yes, fundraisers for Creativity for Peace to celebrate the season with delicious food, good company, and visits to the weaving studios of two of their generous supporters. It's the second annual holiday and trunk sale featuring work by four artists, 1127 East Alameda here in Santa Fe. That's tomorrow, Saturday, from 9 until 3. For more information, creativityforpeace.com. There's also a show and sale the following Sunday, but we will talk about that next week.
There are still tickets available for this concert, and it's huge in Santa Fe. It's Juan Gabriel. Now, are you familiar with him?
Yes, I actually met Juan Gabriel. I have a personal story about Juan Gabriel.
Let's tell people who he is, too, because he's so well-known in the Mexican-American community.
One of the very most famous Mexican pop stars of all time. Beloved by all, and a great songwriter, a great personality, a great singer, a great celebrity, has a house in Santa Fe.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And was actually responsible for my first marriage.
Now that's a story.
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little more, or
no.
Is it kind of secret?
It's not a secret, but we're speaking of the arts today.
Okay, well, another time, I would like to hear that story. Well, this guy, Juan Gabriel, is coming to the Santa Fe Community Convention Center Wednesday night at 8, and tickets are sold through the Lenzik. And we had, I'm just surprised because I haven't heard of him, but that means nothing. He is huge, huge, and there was a huge line. Tickets were going fast. The Lenzik lobby was filled with people. People are really excited about Juan Gabriel, and I'm happy that he's coming here. For tickets, you can go to ticketsantafe.org or call 988-1234.
At Geist Cabaret at Pronzo, tonight Robin Holloway will be playing, and tomorrow night David Geist. It's a wonderful place to eat food and hear music. All shows are 6 until 9, Pranzo Italian Grill in the Sambusco Center.
Here's a Christmas concert. It is given by the Santa Fe Symphony Chorus and the Santa Fe Women's Ensemble, both of which are directed by Linda Rainey. It will be at the Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis on Friday, tonight at 7. And there will be classical music and choral selections by a host of great composers and instrumental pieces with an audience sing-along of familiar carols as well. So that is a Christmas concert tonight at the Cathedral. Very lovely place to hear a concert.
Did you already talk about the community menorah lighting at the Genoveva Chavez Center?
No. And do you have, while you're mentioning that one, do you have the thing about Hanukkah on ice?
Oh, no. Tell us about
that. Okay, you tell that one first, and I'll find Hanukkah on ice.
Okay. The Genoveva Chavez Center and co-sponsored Chabad Jewish Community Center present the annual lighting of the menorah on the downtown plaza.
Oh, that one, I'm sorry, I did do. But okay. Do it again, because it's exciting.
No. It's a 90-minute event starting at 3 o'clock on Sunday. I got confused because it said Genoveva Chavez, but it said Downtown Plaza after that. So, anyway. Meanwhile, El Dorado Arts and Crafts Association is having their annual holiday showcase and sale tomorrow from 10 to 4 at the Agora Shopping Center down in El Dorado. Lots of talented artists from that area, and start your Christmas shopping now. Another event, Santa Fe Waldorf School, tomorrow from 10 to 3, is having their Waldorf School Holiday Fair.
See, there we go.
And the fair has an E on the end. Fair.
It's a very Renaissance-themed fair, maybe.
A family fun-filled day of craft making, games, food, and entertainment by Clan Tinker and Pewaukee Hoop Dancers. And book sale, artisan market, children's wonder shop, and more. Free admission, open to the public.
I found Holiday on Ice.
And wait a minute, that's okay. 26 Puesta del Sol in Santa Fe. That's where the Waldorf School is.
Okay.
Go ahead.
December 7th, which would be what? Monday? Yeah, Monday at 4.
Monday.
There is Hanukkah on Ice at the Chavez Center. This features ice skating and activities for all ages with a Hanukkah theme. You can skate to Hanukkah music, enjoy hot latkes, and, I can't pronounce this, sufganiyat, another delicious Hanukkah traditional food. A giant menorah lighting there, too. Hanukkah Gelt skating games, and it's all sponsored, again, as Mary Charlotte said a second ago, by the City of Santa Fe and the Chavez Center.
Excellent. Lummox Poetry Reading. Seven Santa Fe poets, including 2015 Lummox Poetry Prize winner Marie Aragon, are reading this Sunday, the 6th of December, at 2 o'clock at Gerald Peters Gallery, 1101 Paseo de Peralta. And definitely go check it out. There's a lot of good poetry in this town, and those readings are really worth going to. And I didn't have time to get those guys on the air today, this week, but definitely encourage people to go over there on Sunday at 2 o'clock.
This weekend is the Baca Street Art Tour. Arts Tour. It's centered, obviously, on Baca Street, right up there around Baca and Cerrillos. It will be today, Saturday, and Sunday from about tonight. Okay, it's tonight from 4 to 9, and then all day, both days, from 10 to 4 or 5. And there will be artist demonstrations, music, farolitos, glass-blowing workshops, and holiday shopping with more than 20 artists. Shops include Hyperclash, that cool clothing store. And Axel Contemporary will be there, too. So Baca Street Art Store this weekend.
And Tina Davila Pottery invites you to the open house, holiday open house sale. And that is December 5th, 12th, and 19th from 9 to 4. So I guess it's a series of Saturdays at 933 Nicole Place. And she does this beautiful functional pottery, plates and cups and bowls and things like that, that often have flowers and rabbits and little animals. And they're just exquisite. For more information, 986-9856.
I have a lecture to announce. However, I'm not exactly clear on where it is. Let me explain. It is a lecture called Race and Racism in the New Millennium, The Economic Impact of Unconscious Bias. It's a one-hour lecture Thursday, December 10th, from 1 to 2. And it will feature Sherry Burr. It's part of the New Mexico Humanities Council Chautauqua series. It's a free event sponsored by the New Mexico Humanities Council and Department of Cultural Affairs, in which Sherry Burr will be talking about how the discriminatory impact of unconscious bias against minority groups in the United States. The surprising revelation is that group members sometimes discriminate against each other.
Oh my goodness.
Interesting. Anyway, it doesn't clearly state where it is, but I can tell you if you would like to attend, the phone number is 954-2000, and you can get more information.
954-2000, yes, very important. I mean, the group members discriminating against each other, it's sort of like women discriminating against other women, things
like
that.
Which sounds surprising, but these things happen.
Oh, it happens all the time. There's so many sexist women, it's sick. And it's
just sick.
It is sick, but it's also understandable because we were raised that way. All right. Speaking of Axel Contemporary, which is a wonderful roaming and rolling art gallery in an old Twinkie truck, which has been renovated and turned into a fabulous art gallery. I guess I wasn't here last week because it was the day after Thanksgiving, and this opened last week, but it's going through the 20th of December, so I will tell you that Carolyn Ryman, I'm not sure how you say the name, has a work called Advent, which is a walk-in Advent calendar that reveals a new mixed-media image every day.
Oh, cool.
In different locations over town. It's based on an Advent calendar. I love this idea. It's timed in anticipation of the winter solstice, and each day there's an image, a verse, a chocolate, a toy, things like that, and it's a series of meditations on what we wait for and what's revealed from day to day.
That is really cool.
It's super, super cool. For more information, axelart.com, axelart.com. And today they're at Baca Street. Tomorrow they're in Tusuki Village Market. Saturday they're at Baca Street. Sunday they're at Tune Up Cafe. No, it's, I'm getting this all wrong. Saturday, Tuzuki Village,
because
Sunday,
they're
Baca
at the
Street.
Baca Street Arts Tour. They're part of that, I think.
Right. Monday, Tune Up Cafe. Tuesday, New Mexico School for the Arts. All at different times. So go to axelart.com to find out exactly when.
It's also that time of year for the winter or the holiday glow at the Santa Fe Botanical Garden at Museum Hill. It is that event where, I guess, there are decorative lights, Santa Claus. I know there's Santa Claus because it says it right here. Festive beverages and entertainment at the Botanical Garden evenings once it gets dark in December, starting already and lasting through the 2nd of January. For more information, santafebotanicalgarden.org.
And the third annual studio open house sale fundraiser for Interfaith Coalition for Public Education is, that's kind of a mouthful, but there are conversation home-baked goodies and artwork. That's at 224 La Cruz Road in Santa Fe on Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 4. And some of the proceeds will go to Santa Fe's Interfaith Coalition for Public Education, which sounds to me like an oxymoron, because public education is non-religious, or supposed to be, so I don't know. But anyway, it could be super cool anyway. Check it out. And the music tells us that it is time to go. Diana Delling is with us many times. Speaking of the arts, she's with the Santa Fe, she's with the Lenzic Center for Performing Arts in downtown Santa Fe. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, and we'll see you at the Lenzic.
We will see you at the Lenzic. We will see you at all these other wonderful events around town. And pick up your Pasa Tiempo. Pick up your Santa Fe Reporter. Check out all these things online. Go to the Lenzic.
Go to the Lenzic website. Lenzic.org and TicketsSantaFe.org has events all over town because we sell tickets to events
exactly.
All over town.
Exactly. Not to mention KSFR.org. Not to mention
SantaFeRadioCafe.org.
There's so many dots in our lives. But anyway, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org. We're podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org. Thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services, and thanks to our webmasters at studiox.com. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe and on Twitter at @radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's fabulous news team. After that, jazz. Hey, everybody, have a wonderful, peaceful, and happy December, beginning of your holiday season. Happy Hanukkah coming up.
Happy Hanukkah.
And
we should say. I'll say it.
Yeah.
Think snow.
And we're going to do a Hanukkah show next week on the Radio Cafe, so stay tuned for that. All right. Hasta la vista.
Bye.
Ciao.